Good morning, York University. So good to be with you all on this Wednesday morning. Let's stand as we begin our chapel time and worship this morning.
Check.
The mics are on.
Yay.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord thy God is one God. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy mind. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. Hear, O Israel, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy soul. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy might. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all of thy strength. Hear, O let us adore the ever-living God, and render praise unto Him who spread out the heavens and
established the earth,
and whose glory manifest throughout all the earth. He is our God.
He is our God.
He is our
God.
There is no one else. He is our God. Serve you, Lord, throughout eternity. You are my God.
You are my God.
You are my God. There is no one else. You are my God.
You are my God.
You are my God. Please remain standing for our prayer and our scripture to follow. By whomst? Well, it might be me. Let's go ahead and pray together. Father God, thank you so much for waking us up this morning. Thank you for the beautiful weather that we've been having this past week. And I just pray that you'll be with us all with the work that we do this week, with our time with friends, and that you'll just help us to be your lights on this campus and in the world. But be with us and keep us safe this week. It's in your Son Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You would read this with me from 1 Corinthians 16:13. Be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong. You may be seated.
Attaboy.
I'm not really sure that I need to say much to introduce today's speaker. Because, well, it is impossible to be on our campus without having seen or encountered our speaker today and her effervescent joy and smile. She is originally from Las Vegas, Nevada. People do actually live there. They don't just go for a weekend, right? She's originally from Las Vegas, Nevada. She's an English major, which is probably a great choice because I've never known her to be at a loss for words. She is the president of the choir. Please give it up for Maddie Fields.
Hi, guys. I don't know what Dr. Pack is talking about. I'm really shy. I don't talk that much. That's not funny. That wasn't a joke. So last year, I spoke a couple times, I'd say, and Sean would always tell me that I can't come up here and tell jokes. Sean is gone. So I'm here, and I'm going to tell you guys a joke. Eli, where's Eli Nething? He helped me out with this joke. Okay, ready? What did the beach say to the sand? Nothing, it just waved. Thank you. No, I'm joking. So as Dr. Pack said, I'm Maddie. I'm from Las Vegas. A lot of people call me Cookie. That is a nickname. It's a long story. Please come ask me later. I'm an English major. He kind of said all of my stuff. So I'm the funniest person you'll ever meet. And let's just get into it. So I want you guys to all just think to yourselves for a second. When doubt starts to creep in your mind and you're like just having all this serious doubt, what happens with your faith and trust in God? A while ago I was having God time, and that was a question that kind of hit me, and I was like, yeah, what does happen? Because I was getting really stressed, like all this anxiety was coming up, and I was like, well, what happens now? Like, I'm having all this stress, what's supposed to happen to me? And do I still trust God? And this kind of led me to James 1. And it says, consider it great joy, brothers and sisters, when you experience great trials, because you know that the testing of your faith produces endurance. And it kind of made me think, we're not going to maybe go through trials. It's not going to be like, oh, maybe today I'm going to have a bad day, maybe tomorrow. Like, we will have trials. We will have times where you're feeling this doubt. But what happens in those moments is what is most important. What you do with that doubt and how you let it affect your life is the most important. I kind of thought of it, there's a lot of athletes here, so I kind of thought of it like in a football play, since it's football season right now. If you're a defense, you're not just going to let the offense come score. You're going to do your best to get in front of them, tackle them, get them down, right? That is what the devil is doing to us. He does not want us to get there to get a touchdown. He doesn't want us to get there. So he's throwing things in our path to cause us to stumble. Now, what are you going to do? Are you going to try and go around him? Or are you just going to be like, well, I guess that's it. Like, I quit. He wins. The Lord has a plan for your life. He is like the coach who draws up all these things. And he's like, you're the X, okay? You're just going to go. You're going to go this way. Or he's going to come this way. And you're gonna... Like, he draws up this whole plan for your life. And in Psalms 139, it talks about how he has encircled us. And he has literally put his hands on us. He is always has himself just right here. Like right now, he's just all around me. He's all around each of you. And he knows us better than anyone knows us. I mean, I would say DR and I, since I've come here, we got really close. And he knows so much about me. He is probably one of the staff members I talk to the most about like things that are happening in my head. But even God knows me better than him. Like, and I talk to him a lot. I talk a lot. So even God knows me better than DR, Burks, Scoop, like everybody. Like, God knows me better than these people, which is insane to think. And he has this beautiful plan set out for my life, and I have to trust it no matter how much doubt comes into my life. And I always think it's important to practice what you preach. So I just wanted to tell you guys a few stories about how I try to live this out. So here's the first one. This is when I did not live it out, okay? So in high school, I had a friend, and he had a heart attack outside of my classroom, and he passed away. And after that happened, I just started to have like extreme panic attacks, and I was like freaking out all the time because it kind of hit me like, I can't hold on to the people I love. Like, there's nothing I can do to make someone else stay. If the Lord says it's their time, like, there's nothing I can do. And I was really freaking out about this because, I mean, I was, what, 16 at the time. He was 16, and it was at school. Like, he had a heart attack. They never knew what was wrong. So it was, like, the scariest moment. And I started having these panic attacks. Like, every day I would shut down. I couldn't breathe, and I would, like, fall to the floor, kind of, like, fetus position on my, like, cry because I just, like, didn't know what else to do. And one day I was at Bible study, and they were like, you need a life verse. Like, it's very important that you have a verse you can call back on when you need it. And the verse I chose was the song, one I saw on TikTok, of course. And it was Jeremiah 33:3. And they said, that's God's phone number. And I was like, well, I want to call him. Like, what? I have a lot to tell that guy. So I looked up this verse, and this verse says, call to me, and I will answer you and tell you great and comprehensible things that you do not yet know. And at this time, I still kind of do this, but like I prayed his words back to him. I was like, your words and your Bible said you never come back empty. So I'm calling on you right now. Come and do something, tell me something that I do not yet know. I need you to come speak to me because I can't do it. And I'm not saying like the next day was like a 180 and I was like, fine. But from that day, people started coming into my life and they were noticing, like, I'm pretty happy, as Dr. Pack said. I think my resting face is a smile. So even if I'm sad, I'm probably gonna cry like this. Like, you can ask Jay and Emma, I kind of look like this all the time. So like, people don't really know when I'm feeling sad. It's kind of hard to tell, unless it's not, I don't know. But like, it's kind of hard to tell. So people didn't know. And then one day my school was like, hey, I've noticed that when you try and go back into this classroom where the event happened, you start to freak out, you can't breathe. Like, we're gonna put you in therapy. And I was like, oh. Okay. And then my mom started to notice, and she was like, hey, like, let's start hanging out. Let's do something. Let's not make you sit in your room. Like, let's go out. Let's do something. She called my church. My very small church. They would literally be like, Maddie did this today. And I was like, oh, how could you? So I was like, you called my mom. But it's whatever. They called my church, and she was like, Maddie needs help with this. So they had events where they would come and just hang out with me. And I was like, wow, I feel so loved because, like, the Lord sees you in your hurt. Like, that is so hard to trust, but that's my point. He sees you in your hurt. Even the smallest little things, he sees that you need help. Which kind of leads me to my next story. I was, like, newsbreaker, okay? I was not maybe going to come back this year. And I was, like, oh, this is really, I don't know what to do. I was so stressed. I was, like, I had just run for choir president, and Adeline, my VP, we prayed together before, and I was like, if this isn't God's will, then I won't get it. Like, it's fine. And then we got it, and I go home, and I felt fine. And then over summer, I was like, no, like, I don't know what to do. I feel like the Lord's telling me not to go there. And I was at a camp, and they called me, and they're like, hey, we're actually going to repossess your car. And I was like, ooh, that's crazy. I love Bertha. You guys don't know Bertha. She's a white Kia Soul. She's really cute. I love her. And I've had her since I was like 16. I was like, this is my favorite car. Like, what do you mean you're gonna take my car back? They're like, yeah, we're just gonna take it back, thanks. To hang up. And I just start like freaking out. And I was like, no, I'm gonna take these thoughts captive. I'm not gonna doubt the Lord. Cause if you don't know, I drive to school from Las Vegas. It's like a couple hours, nothing crazy. Just seven. Where are my Vegas peeps at? I forgot to say, where are my Vegas people? Yes! Guys, I've done that 4 times, and they never say anything. But yeah, I drive here, so I really need my car. That's like an important thing. I can't really get here without my car. So I was like, oh man, like, what do you mean you're taking my car back? And I just sat down, and I prayed, and I was like, Lord, your will be done. Like, if you don't want me to go back to school, and I guess I'm not going back to school, I'll figure it out, I'll go to UNLV, I don't know, And then they call me back, they're like, actually, you just need to get your air conditioning checked. And I was like, oh, okay. Then I take it in, they give me my car back. And I was like, so that wasn't a funny call, never call me again. And they gave me my car back. And then everything else that I was so stressed about coming back for lined up. Like, Adeline and the choir council and DR, they were just so helpful. and I'm an RA this year. Scoop was so helpful, and Sierra, and everything just was working out. And my advisor, Dr. Hardy, like, everyone was just being so helpful, and I was like, okay, like, if the Lord didn't want me to go, then he would close that door. Like, he has done it before where he's like, she's not going there. And he literally slammed it in my face. So I'm back. And, like, those are two big scenarios where it's like, I really had to have faith because, like, college is my future. If I don't go to college, I mean, how am I going to get a degree if I don't come back here, you know? Or anxiety, like, that's a really big thing I have to trust God in and, like, close that doubt out. But even with the small things, like, God doesn't, he wants us to come talk to him. That is so important to him, that he wants a relationship with us. He wants you to be able to say, like, the little things. Like, the way that I talk to my best friends is the way that I talk to God, which sounds crazy, but literally I could tell you yesterday when we got our binkies, I literally was so excited because it's pink. And if you can't tell, I love pink. Like, even my Bible's pink. It's my favorite color. Like, all my notes are in pink. I love that color. So when I got the binky, I was like, God, this is so cute. Like, what? When I was doing my chapel talk and I was writing it out, I was trying to find this verse, and it's highlighted. Guess what color? You guys are smart. Give them their degree. They're done. yeah, like, it was literally, like, I was so excited. I told him, like, he's my best friend. And I remember I was at a church camp, and I was like, this lady was giving out hats, and she was only giving it to the students from GCU. And I was like, can I have a hat? And she was like, no. So I don't get told no. I was very upset about that. It has a pink little cross, guys. It was really cute. And I was like, I really want this hat. Like, what the heck, man? So then I talked to God, and I was like, God, I really want the hat. Like, I don't know what you can do, but I really want this hat. Like, it has a pink cross on it. You saw it. Like, you helped them make it. I want the hat. And I was just like, but, you know, your will be done. And I went on. I, like, went to go get my girls, who were literally a year younger than me, by the way. It was really weird. But they were really funny. And I went to go get them, and I was like, okay, girls, let's go about our day. And then I prayed again because the lady who was giving them out, get this, lost her water bottle. Yeah, I was like, you lost your water bottle? Girl, I'm gonna find it. And I did, eventually. But I was like, I'm gonna find this water bottle. And I was like, Lord, it'd be so cool if I found the bottle and, like, gave it back to her, and then she gave me a hat. Yeah. So I was like, I'm just gonna go about my day. And then this little doubt seed started creeping in, and it was like, that's a stupid prayer. God doesn't care about that. Why would you pray? He has better things to do. People are, like, you know that TikTok that's like, I lost my earring. And then she's like, people are dying. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, that's how I felt. I was like, you're right. Like, that was such a stupid prayer. And then I stopped and I was like, no, let me take this thought captive. Like, the Lord wants me to talk to him. If he didn't, then he wouldn't give me a voice. This is his fault that I talk so much. Mm-hmm. You want to blame someone, blame him. I didn't ask for this. So I was like, that's a dumb thought. And I was like, no, he wants me to talk to him. I'm going to keep doing it. And I was like, Lord, if you don't want me to get the hat, then I won't. But if you do, then I will. And I go to practice, and I was playing. Those girls were really good at volleyball, man. They were cooking me. I was like, tired. They had me tired. I was like, all right, I'm done. I go to the side, and one of the coaches goes, hey, do you know Kelly? And I was like, yeah, I know Kelly. Why? She's like, hold up this water bottle. I found her water bottle. Can you give it to her? And I think I literally lunged and, like I dabbed, like I did, like. If you ask, we're celebration singers, whenever I get a song right, I literally, like, hit the, like, I'm super excited, you know? And I did that, and I was like, thank you, and I took it back, and I texted Kelly, and I was like, I got your water bottle, and she was like, come back to the building, I have a gift. And, guys, I brought my hat today, because I got the hat. Yes. And, like, that's a small thing, but, like, I doubted, and I chose to trust him. And I got that. Like, you know what I mean? He cares so much about you. So much. And, like, if you guys didn't hear another word I said today, I need you guys to just, like, listen to me really quickly, like, for 2 seconds. He cares so much about you. When you have doubt in him, choose to have faith. That's what he wants you to do. When you're feeling doubt, choose to have faith. Take that thought captive, give it to God, because he wants to hear about it. Clearly. You know? So let's just close out in prayer. Lord, I thank you so much just for allowing me to have the voice you've given me and just to speak to these people today and giving me the words for it, Lord. I want to pray that as they're feeling doubt in their lives, that you're just coming and enclosing them, Lord. You're just giving them hugs and just surrounding them with people that can speak life into them and speak your truth into them, Lord. Your word is just so important, and in your word you tell us that you will come to us. You want us to speak to you. So, Lord, I pray that every person in this room today just can tell you every thought, every doubt, every exciting thought, every sad thought, everything, Lord, that they can just come to you with it and have faith with whatever you do. Lord, we love you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen.